Pesachim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, 5:3, and more on the shechting and offering of the Korban Pesach. So one of the rules of the Korban Pesach is that the people who are participating in the Korban Pesach have to be menuyim. They have to be on a roster and counted amongst those who will be eating for this Korban Pesach. And establishment of who's on the roster has to occur while the Korban Pesach is still alive, while it's still a living sheep or goat. According to most Rishonim, it actually becomes forbidden to anyone other than the menuyim, those who are on the roster, from eating from this animal. And according to that pshat, in the Pesach Seder, when you say kol dichvin, whoever's hungry, come eat, that wouldn't be the Korban Pesach, etc. However, the Rosh Mishants, the Mishnayos, and others say that no, the minyan is required to be accounted on the roster, is required for being yotzi or mitzvah Korban Pesach, but to actually eat from the flesh is not an iser all to itself. Whatever the case, so when one does any of the shechita, etc., of the Korban Pesach, he has to have in mind the proper people on the roster. If he would have in mind only people who are not valid for participating in the eating of the Korban Pesach, so then the offering is not valid. It has to be ideally specifically on the people who are menuyim, who are to be counted as part of the group eating it. And at least, as the Mishnah will say, b'diavad, at least some people who has a mind have to be people who are eligible for eating. So we'll see in this Mishnah, aside from the point of this idea of the menuyim of being on a roster before the animal is slaughtered, there are a number of separate restrictions on people who are ineligible to be considered to be eligible participants in the Korban Pesach. So we'll see inside. The Mishnah says, Shechato shelo la'ochlav, if the person who does the shechita of the Korban Pesach, he has in mind for people who can't eat of it. What does it mean to not be able to eat of it? So there's a requirement that everyone who's participating in the Korban Pesach has to eat one kazayas at a minimum, an olives amount. And if someone is essentially too sick or too old or too young to be able to eat one kazayas of meat, which is obviously not very much, but if that's the case, then they're not eligible. So if that's who he has in mind, so as the Mishnah will say, if it's just people like that, it'll be puzzle, invalid. V'shalola menuyev, same goes for people who weren't on the roster from beforehand. If he has only exclusively people like that in mind, people weren't counted, and let's say he bring a Korban Pesach and he says, I'm bringing this for my guests who show up to my Pesach Seder, who I don't know are coming. They're at the Hillel house, at the Chabad house, whatever it is. No. The Shechita has to be for specific people who were on the roster prior to the Shechita. La'arelim, if he has in mind people who are uncircumcised, we're talking here about men, of course. So the rule is that an arel is anyone who is a Jew who is 8 years old plus, who didn't get circumcised, is an arel, can't be participating in the Korban Pesach. That's true, by the way, even if he has halachic sanction for not getting circumcised. Like, for example, let's say the din is if parents have two boys and both of them die as a result of the circumcision, so then they should not circumcise the third child, let's say if they are hemophiliacs or something like that. Whatever the case is, that third child shouldn't get circumcised, but nevertheless, he is not allowed to participate in the Korban Pesach. So if people like that are the ones who they had in mind when they shechted the Korban Pesach, it would not be valid. And same goes for l'tameim, someone who's tamei, even of any level, even someone who went to the mikvah, who's now the rest of the day is called what's called a tevul yom, even someone who went to the mikvah yesterday and he had hair of shemesh nightfall and now he's no longer a tevul yom, but he's a mechusar kippurim, he has something else, some residue of tumah because he has to bring some offerings because he, let's say, was a zav or whatever the story is. So all those people may not participate in the Korban Pesach. Concerning someone who's really tamei because he's exposed to a corpse or whatever the story is, they can't participate in the Korban Pesach, which is true for actually all kachim, any sacrificial meats. And if those are the people who the person who shechted it has in mind, so then pasul, the offering is invalid. But la'ochlav v'shlo la'ochlav, if he had in mind multiple people, some of whom were able to eat a kazayas, and some of them who were not able to eat a kazayas, or lemenuyav v'shlo lemenuyav, he had some people in mind who were on the roster and other people in mind who were not on the roster. Lemulim v'la'arelim, for people who are circumcised and others who are not circumcised, l'tameim u'l'tahorim, for some people who are tamei and others who are tahor, kasher, in all those cases, at least after the fact, so everything's okay, the animal is, the offering is still valid, and those who can eat it should eat it, etc. Shachatu kodum chatzos, new point here, new paragraph, if you will. What happens if the shechita happened before noon? That's no good, because the pasuk said bein ha'arbayim in the afternoon. And that being the case, pasul. It'll be invalid, mishum shenemar bein ha'arbayim, because the verse says bein ha'arbayim, so that's no good. Shachatu kodum latamid. What happens if the korban tamid was, sorry, the korban pesach was shechted prior to the shechting of the tamid shel bein ha'arbayim? As we said two mishnayos ago, that's the wrong order of operations. First comes the tamid shel bein ha'arbayim, in the bein ha'arbayim, and then because the pasuk refers to the korban pesach's time is not just bein ha'arbayim but also arev, evening, it should be done later on. So what happens if you did it in the wrong order, meaning you shecht the korban pesach after 6.5 hours but before the shechting of the tamid shel bein ha'arbayim? So then kasher, that is going to be okay after the fact, b'diavad, it's okay. Ublavad shehei echad memaris b'damo. However, the proper procedure should be then that the person who did the receiving of the blood, the Kabbalah, the blood is received of offerings into, it's called a mazrek. It's like a cup on a stick, I'll call it, for now. And what we're saying here is you have to, like, you know, jiggle your hand, keep the blood circulating in the cup, and that way it doesn't coagulate. So that's important because you, of course, you can't offer once it's coagulated. So you keep it from coagulating. Ad sheyizrok shizarek dam hatamid, until the offering of the blood of the korban tamid is the blood is applied to the mizbeach, and at that point would be the proper time to apply the blood of the korban pesach. Vim nizrok, however, if you really messed it up, and not only did you shech the korban pesach before the bein harbaim, but the tamid shel bein harbaim, but you also even applied the blood of the korban pesach before the tamid shel bein harbaim, again, provided that it's after 6.5 hours, b'di'eved, after the fact, kasher, the korban tamid will be valid.